Nude Music Friday.
This is the most special edition of Nude Music Friday we've had all year, Mike, because we have in our hands the brand new album, Long Road Out of Eden, from the Eagles.
Mm.
Their first new material, I guess first full-length album with new material. And
since the Long Run.
Man, what year was that?
79.
So we're looking at 30 years of no new music. And after listening to this, I can't imagine there being anything worse on the planet than this record.
Huh. Now, this coming from someone who was very high on that first single.
Yeah, and look, I made no bones about it. I wanted this album to be good. I mean, was really hoping, and if I heard any little just light at the end of the tunnel where I thought, okay, that's all right, that's a decent song, I can roll with that. No. This is terrible. This is as bad as music gets. And I cannot believe these four guys, who have such a rich history behind them, combined to suck this much ass on 19 songs or 20 songs.
That's the thing. It's normally when you see an album with that many cuts on it, you're thinking, man, they probably needed to edit that down to like 12 or 10. You couldn't edit this down to one.
This should have been a two-song album. They should have had 30 years to work on two songs that are passable. Here's how it kicks off. Here's how everything kicks off. You're all ready for your new Eagles CD, and man, you just want to hear some good old balls to the walls, country rock and roll from the Eagles and your favorite heroes from the 70s, and hello, come on, Glenn Frey, tear it up, let's go. Come on, Henley, here we go, track one, No More Walks in the Wood.
No more walks in the wood. The trees have all been cut down.
Slowly you're...
And where once they stood...
Life force like, is draining.
Like, surely this is an intro and it's going to kick ass in a minute.
Yeah.
Or...
Meanwhile, your vagine is flowering at an enormous rate.
No brush is taking over.
I don't have one of those.
I do. Now.
They do.
No more walks in the wood. This is the aftermath of afternoon.
This goes on for 3 minutes.
This is it.
Is this the first cut?
Yes.
Yes, this is the lead turd.
This is it. And mind you, I sat through this song thinking, all right, well, it'll pick up. It's just a little teaser. And then you're going to hear, something like that. No. This is four queens harmonizing with one another.
When branches were the sky.
God.
This record makes the Carpenters look like the Sex Pistols.
All right, let's listen to something else.
Okay.
God.
Let's skip on to track three. Now, How Long is the single that everyone's heard ad nauseum, which, by the way, did really well in the country charts, I do believe.
Oh, God, that's all good.
But this song, this is a Don Henley song, this is the one song that I might listen to. This is the one song. It is called Busy Being Fabulous.
Thank you.
It sounds like Don Henley singing with the Viva Viagra band. Doesn't it?
Let me tell you something. That, and Danny sat in there with me as I went through this laboriously, track by track. That's as good as it gets. Right?
If you want to call that good,
well, that's, okay.
Relatively speaking, yes.
Okay, so you're thinking, all right, okay, here's, you know, a little Don Henley. All right, that's good. I don't mind that. I mean, a little feel to it. So let's get to the Glenn Frey song. Let's hear Glenn Frey just kick ass with some Smuggler's Blues and stuff like that, huh? Wait a minute. Did I put in the Captain and Tennille? No, it's Eagles.
You're listening to The Ticket. This is brand new Ann Murray.
Yes!
You don't have to say a word.
Oh, God.
I can see it in your eyes.
Just wait.
I know what you want.
This took 30 years?
Yeah.
This!
Just wait.
It's so hard to say. I can hold back my tears,
yes I can,
and try to be strong
all day
while our love is falling apart.
Oh.
I know what I say if you walk away, but what do I do? What do I do with my heart?
Oh,
dude. This sounds like a song that would roll during the end credits of Karate Kid 3.
Yeah.
You know? Did every one of these guys go to the doctor and have their ding-dongs removed?
Yes.
Before they made this record?
They had their testicles surgically inserted into their abdomen.
God.
All right. Stop it.
Money grab I've ever heard.
Stop it. You like that?
No.
Is that a hot tune?
No.
Is that a hot Eagles song?
It's terrible. That is awful.
So then Eagles fan goes, all right, well, I mean, you know, sure, Henley and Frey, I mean, I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. Maybe he got more good stuff going on there. But in the meantime, Joe Walsh, baby.
That guy will rock.
Joe Walsh will tear one up on you, won't he? Huh? Huh? He'll make you happy. Right? Right? Let's hear it. Did I put in Randy Newman? No? It's Eagle.
Take a look at me, baby. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at me, baby.
Been much time over the course of 30 years writing good new songs now, have they?
Alright.
What is that?
So then.
It's a half-assed song, that's what it is. It's a real piss-poor, half-assed song.
What is that?
So then you're thinking, if you're Eagles guy, that yes, you are now relegated to hoping that maybe Timothy B. Schmidt,
he can save the album.
Yes, that the
with a nice, you know, I can't tell you why, just kind of bring it back, give us a good classic country ballad.
I want everyone to close your legs while you listen to this song. Because that's the only way that I can be sure that a vagine does not pop straight out. Here is Timothy B. Schmidt with I Don't Want to Hear Anymore.
Touché.
That should have been the name of the album.
Oh, God.
Tell me if you've ever heard a more effeminate voice in all your life.
Thank you.
still think the ARP string ensemble is cool.
It's not the first time that I had the sense that something's wrong. But I'm old enough to know that things don't always work out like they should. I know you're trying.
The will to live while writing this album?
It's pathetic.
All they did was throw a bunch of stuff together and put it out there and package it real nice and say, hey, it's the Eagles.
Is this not the most boring bunch of stuff you've ever heard?
This is awful.
It doesn't even sound like a...
It makes that first song sound great.
Oh, how long? It's kick-ass.
That's what I'm saying. How long is the... Thank God they released it.
That's the best song on the record.
Yes. Everything has
this... That's a John David Souther song.
Right.
Everything's got this real slow beat to it. And, you know, they're so proud of their gay-ass harmonies in every chorus.
They can't like that.
Holy crap,
I mean, those guys cannot, if they're telling the truth, which they never would, they can't think that's good. They can't think that's a good Eagles
song. Does that sound like a band that's working together and rehearsing?
No.
That music just sounds so bland and
generic. Sounds like it was all done by computers and nobody ever even left their house.
Well, I know for a fact that Henley recorded all of his vocals basically from his home. They'd email him the songs, and he'd sit there with an engineer,
like
watching TV. The engineer would go in there and set a mic up next to his couch, and he'd just lay there on the couch and sing. They'd email the tracks back and forth, and I mean, I know that's the way a lot of records are done, but good God, it just homogenizes the entire process.
Listen to how 80s, this is Henley's second effort on the album, it's track 9. This sounds like a Saturday Night Live bit. Like... I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's an instrument being played here. D in a Box is a better song than this is.
Is that a bass or a frog?
Ribbit, ribbit.
Listen here, now you just hush. I know what you think, and men don't know anything. But I've been around a while, I know what's happening. Everybody wanna check you out.
Everybody wanna be your friend.
Really? Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, I get it.
Man.
I just threw up in my lap.
It's hot.
Thanks. It sounds like the Backstreet Boys.
I know, it does, a boy band.
Everybody gonna go that way.
Terrible.
Dude, I am telling you.
Isn't this amazing?
I have never been so disappointed in all my life. Never in all my life. This will rank second behind 9/11 is the worst day of my life.
It's terrible.
Superlative Corby. Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard?
Seriously,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it is. It is.